Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got lots of stories lined up for you, and we're going to be taking some of your phone calls. If you call 877-726-8255, you can record a question. And we'll get to those momentarily, but here's an important question. Have you ever peed in a pool or a hot tub? And I think if a lot of people would fess up, that is not an uncommon behavior. Because even Michael Phelps, champion swimmer, admitted to peeing in the pool. He says, "We all do it." And one of there's a practical reason for professional and high-end amateur swimmers to pee in the pool is they literally get peeled into their swimsuits, which are really aerodynamic. They cost hundreds of dollars, and they're designed for minimal drag. And if you have the urge, say, before 100-yard swim, to have one final precautionary pee, it would take like half an hour, to unpeel the thing and then peel it back on the right way. So the recourse for many athletes is to unburden themselves in the pool. But it turns out that there are health hazards associated with that. So a lot of people complain about the smell of chlorine. You know, there's like too much chlorine in this pool. Did you realize that chlorine is odorless? Chlorine gas is an odorless, colorless gas. What you're smelling when you go to a pool and your eyes sting and your nose bothers you is something called chloramine. And chloramines, and in particular trichloramine, are toxic gases that can really, really irritate the respiratory tract, can even cause asthma. Mark Spitz, for example, the champion swimmer of the 70s and 80s, famously had asthma. And often lifeguards and pool workers have respiratory problems. I have nasal congestion after I swim. I'm an inveterate swimmer. And so it turns out that the stronger the chlorine smell, the dirtier the pool. And why is that? Well, it's not the chlorine. The chlorine is there as a disinfectant. It's actually in drinking water to some degree, and it kills bacteria, and it kills, in particular, algae, because if there was no chlorine in a pool, pretty soon the pool would be clogged with algae, like a stagnant freshwater pond. And so pools are chlorinated, but the chlorine complexes with nitrogenous compounds like uric acid, and urine is rich in something called urea, which is a nitrogenous compound. And so the more people are peeing in a pool, the more chloramine is created. Now, there's also a rationale for, you know, they tell you to take a shower before you go in the pool. And, you know, not that many people do, but I studiously do. The showers are located by my indoor pool, and I shower down. And the idea is to get rid of some of the stuff that's on your skin that could get into the pool. And it's not so much about bacteria, because there's enough chlorine in the pool to kill the bacteria that are on your skin. But it's about these microparticles of skin, hair, sweat. That's why I sometimes wear a cap. It's mandatory for me to wear a swim cap when I go into my pool. And yucky stuff like sebaceous and mucus secretions, residues of cosmetic products and sunscreen creams, they all go into the pool. And so showering down is advantageous. But you might say, well, you know, but urine is innocuous. It's, you know, unless you have an urinary tract infection, there's no bacteria in urine. Normally urine is sterile, but, and there's also, you know, the amount of urine that you expel is tiny compared to the huge volume of the pool, but it's not so much that. It's about the toxic chemicals that are created when urine comes in contact with chlorine. You get these toxic byproducts. Now, a workaround would be to use like an ozonated pool or an ultraviolet clean pool, but they're very few and far between. They're expensive and difficult to maintain. And so most pools, they simply dump chlorine into the pool. And that is what they do. And, you know, you may say, oh, this is a nice clean pool because they're using a lot of chlorine. No. Au contraire. It's the opposite. It means there's a lot of junk in the pool that's complexing with the odorless chlorine to create smelly and potentially irritating chloramine. So, take-home message, especially in a hot tub with lower volume of water to dilute it, and in a pool, refrain from obeying your natural inclination to empty your bladder. 877-726-8255, our number. Well, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, now our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD free line of gummies and capsules, Plus Health Clarity gummies, are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola. Innovative ingredients designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or, alternatively, if you need a little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies offer a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort that supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. So they're non-sedating. They don't knock you out. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off all their products, including their CBD products, which are great. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection, as well as their full range of products containing CBD. I like to use their sleep product at bedtime to assure deep and restful sleep. All right, 877-726-8255. Shall we take a call? Let's hear it.
My question is parasites. Right now, there's a medicine, as I'm told by a Medicare nurse, that doctors are trained that their people don't have parasites. Well, everybody in the world knows we have parasites, but I have had a rare parasite, a rare form of a parasite, for a year and a half, and the doctors cannot give me the amount of prescription that I need to kill it. So it's killing me. So I'm wondering, what can I do about it? I've tried everything. I basically live in insecticides on my skin just to keep control of it. Any ideas on what to do to kill it? I've tried everything medicine, traditional medicine office offers.
Okay, so you know, this is an interesting question because I think that the prevalence of parasites is both underestimated and sometimes exaggerated. I think conventional doctors have been guilty of paying too little attention to parasites. You know, most patients who have GI symptoms are not offered stool tests, and they should be because they may carry a parasite, you know, and that could be easily remedied. On the other hand, sometimes integrative doctors are a little bit too anxious to demonstrate that people suffer from parasites that, you know, are, you know, maybe the diagnosis is a little over the top. So I don't know what you're suffering from, but it sounds like a challenge. And among my favorite go-tos for treating parasites are black walnut. Black walnut is a potent antiparasitic. One of the ways to illustrate that is people who are arborists or botanists know that in the forest, one of the ways that you can characterize a black walnut tree is that around it, you know, unlike other trees where the grass or, you know, other foliage can grow right up to the trunk, the ground is clear around black walnut trees because the nuts that they drop actually contain something that actually retards the growth of plants, but also is a potent antiparasitic. So black walnut extract can be used, but it has to be used judiciously because you got to use it short term. You can't use it, you know, over months and months and months because toxicity can develop. Same thing with artemisia. And artemisia is actually so potent that it's been used as an anti-malarial. And malaria is a protozoan, okay, which is the same category as most parasites. And so artemisia can be used also as a natural antiparasitic. And you can also use things like oregano, and you can use high-potency garlic. These are some of the ways to address parasites naturally. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. And we now have some perspective on the COVID pandemic and on our management or some might say, our mismanagement of the pandemic, because we locked down schools and we kept kids home. There was the option for online learning, but there really have been some real and devastating effects on kids. And we know that there is a mental health problem soaring in incidence among kids, and especially among young girls. It seemed that young girls seem to be taking the brunt of it. And this is not just COVID-related. This was developing well before COVID. And it may have to do with the stresses on young women and where young men still living under very challenging circumstances have the ability to adapt better. Well, there's a very alarming study that just came out. It's highlighted in Neuroscience News. COVID pandemic hastened brain aging in teens. Now, what they did is they were originally doing a study. They didn't know that COVID was coming along. They wanted to do a study on brain maturation in adolescents. So they began the study in 2018. And so they selected 160 teens between 9 and 17. And the original objective was tracking the changes in brain structure that occur during typical adolescence, okay? And at the time, they had some data and they made a projection. And they said, you know, there will be some changes and they're associated with aging and maturation. But then COVID hit. And for a while, they weren't able to check these kids because, you know, they couldn't come into the clinic to get reevaluated. But this is done with brain imagery. And brain maturation is measured by looking at the thickness of something called the cerebral cortex. That's the outer layer of tissue in the brain. And unfortunately, the cerebral cortex naturally thins with age. And that process begins even in the teen years. And older adults, especially those who have dementia, cognitive decline, have very thin cerebral cortexes. So this is, and any radiologist will tell you that this is what they, you know, routinely, you look at a 75-year-old or an 80-year-old, they definitely have thinning of their cerebral cortex. But it's also been noted that stress and adversity are known to accelerate cortical thinning, all right? And it's noted, too, that cortical thinning is associated with an increased risk for the development of neuropsychiatric and behavioral disorders. Our kids aren't having any of those, are they? All right. Well, this is what they found when they re-examined the kids after COVID. They found that there was a marked acceleration in brain aging, which was denoted by thinning of the cerebral cortex. In female adolescents, they experienced 4.2 years of accelerated brain aging compared to just 1.4 years in males. And so this is a real concern. And why that is that it may be that young girls are more vulnerable to the effects of social isolation. They're naturally more gregarious. They depend more on social interaction, especially with other girls. And when isolated, it put them into a funk. It was much more stressful for them. Whereas boys perhaps were more resilient to that. They're not as dependent on social interaction. They can go out and play on their own. And so this is a very, very real and dire effect of some of the extreme misguided measures that we took during COVID to manage the pandemic. Over-the-top measures, which proved ultimately, in retrospect, unnecessary and harmful, especially to our kids. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Reinvest in your wellness goals this September with savings on supplements.
September 17th and 18th only, I'll be offering 10% off all products in my online Full Script Supplement Dispensary. September 17th and 18th, 2 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Never counterfeit or expired. Always stored and shipped correctly. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 2 days only, September 17th and 18th. That's drhoffmanstore.com, drhoffmanstore.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And that's a number you can call at any time during the week. Because if a question should occur to you, our audience might find it interesting. And I'll take it up on an upcoming edition of Intelligent Medicine. So we got a call. Let's take it. Let's hear it.
I'm 76 years old, and I've taken Ambien for probably 20 years. I'd like to try something else. A friend suggested I try ashwagandha, so it came today. However, when I looked it up, it said don't take it if you have thyroid problems. Mm-hmm. My thyroid and most of my parathyroid are gone, and I'm on Synthroid. So does that mean I shouldn't try it? Thank you.
Okay. So, you know, let's unpack this because there are many aspects of this question. This woman is 76 years old. She's been taking Ambien for 20 years. Ambien is a sleep med that's a benzodiazepine. And benzodiazepines belong to the category of Valium, Halcyon, Ativan, Xanax. And the problem with Ambien is that you know, it does help you sleep, but relatively short-acting, and people sometimes wake up, and they also have poor quality sleep. It knocks you out, but you don't have what's called good sleep architecture, which is restful and restorative to the brain and body. So it also is highly addictive. And you know, when it was prescribed 20 years ago, perhaps that wasn't recognized as much as it is now. But it's very hard to get off Ambien. You will go through withdrawal, and it's very difficult to shake it. I mean, part of it is dependency. You know, people think, oh, I need the Ambien because I still have insomnia. Well, part of it is in withdrawal, your insomnia will get worse if you stop taking it. So a one-for-one substitution of Ambien for another pill, ashwagandha, is not going to be a good idea. By the way, we recently did a great interview with Dr. Mark Horowitz in the UK, who's written an interesting book called The Deprescribing Guidelines. And the book is recognition that you can't just stop these medications. You have to very, very carefully deprescribe them and taper them very, very slowly to get off of them. I have a patient who came to me while taking, I think she was taking 6 milligrams of Xanax per day. And usually, you know, a half a milligram or 1 milligram is enough to cure anxiety. But she was told, like, take as much as you need, you know, and she ended up addicted to it. It took us like 15 or 20 years to gradually taper her off. Now she's off it. She's very happy. But you got to be patient. Okay. So ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is something that can help with stress. It's an adaptogen. It can be helpful for sleep. It's not something that's going to knock you out. It simply helps to reduce cortisol, which can interfere with sleep. And I don't think it's a one-for-one substitution with Ambien. Whether you should take it with thyroid. So there are reports, not of the harmful effects of ashwagandha, but actually beneficial effects of ashwagandha on people who have subclinical hypothyroidism, which is, you know, it's borderline hypothyroidism where they're not yet ready for a medication, but if they want to boost their thyroid function a little bit, they can take this herb. And in some studies, it helps to Reduce TSH. Remember, TSH when it's high means your thyroid is low, and it helps to raise T3 and T4, which reflect optimal thyroid function. So that's to the good. So there may be a contraindication if you have hyperthyroidism. In other words, you have Graves' disease, your thyroid is running on overdrive, you don't want to make it crank out even more thyroid hormone because you're already getting too much. But in your case, you had your thyroid removed. So ashwagandha is absolutely immaterial to your thyroid function. You're taking a medication, and the ashwagandha doesn't interact with the medication. It simply boosts your thyroid function. If you have an intact thyroid, which you don't, and so there should be no problemo. Now, I think you can take the ashwagandha. The effects are going to be very subtle, and that might enable you to reduce your Ambien by a tad. I would recommend you go down, 10% for, 3 months at a time, and very, very gradually taper your dose if you're trying to get off it. Because here's the problem. While it does help sleep, in older individuals, it does sap your brain power. And it does also put you at risk for falls, makes you groggy and ungainly, and can slow you down. And as you get older, you don't metabolize it as efficiently. So it's not a bad idea for you to deprescribe gradually the Ambien. But do so, please, under a doctor's supervision, because it's going to take some time and patience to do that. Don't do it abruptly, because you'll just simply have withdrawal symptoms and rebound, and your insomnia will just go through the roof. 877-726-8255, our number. Hey, folks, did you realize it's Healthy Aging Month? So if you're tired of feeling tired and you wish you could turn back the clock on aging, well, NT-Factor Lipids is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes, membranes which are present not just surrounding your cells, but also within your mitochondria. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-factor therapy resulted in a 26.8 increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults by up to 43%. And it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue, and I might add post-COVID or long COVID, and chronic Lyme, and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And a note, we're running a sale this month at FullScript. And on the 17th and 18th of this month, you can get 10% off all my products at my FullScript supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. But the products that are the NT Factor products are not available, or if they're available, they're sporadically available on FullScript. So you have to go directly to ntfactor.com to order, or call 800-982-9158. All right. 877-726-8255, our number. Here's a story, I'm going to debunk this story. It's highly misleading. Daily croissant can take a toll on your heart in under a month. Eating buttery foods such as pastries and cakes every day for 3 weeks can increase the risk of serious heart problems. So what are they saying? So they're saying that this is a study that suggests that all the bad fat that's in the croissants, the buttery, the saturated fat that's present, because buttery, right? Buttery flavor, saturated fat. So they did a study, and they found that in the folks who ate the croissants, their cholesterol rose by 10%. There was a 20% rise in the fat in their liver, thus increasing the risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease, as compared to folks who simply ate oily fish such as mackerel and salmon and had sunflower oil, walnuts, and sesame seeds. Now, I got to say that a croissant is a yummier breakfast than oily fish. I tried that oily fish breakfast thing while I was in Scotland, by the way. They actually served mackerel or grilled sardines for breakfast. It was kind of cool. And, you know, with a little haggis on the side, maybe some bangers, which are the sausage. So basically a high fat, high cholesterol breakfast, as opposed to kind of a carby breakfast with, you know, cereal, dry cereal, or oatmeal, or croissants, breakfast pastry. This study, though, I think is kind of disingenuous, because what they're saying here is that it's the fat in the croissants that's causing the problems. Look, croissants are refined flour, often made not with real butter, but with a shortening that's highly artificial, with hydrogenated fat, and they do not represent a saturated fat challenge, they represent a carbohydrate challenge. So sure, cholesterol rose. Sure, fatty liver rose. Sure, the risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease rose. So what their conclusion is that it's all that bad saturated fat. They say, this study gives us evidence that saturated fat may silently start to pose a risk to heart health very quickly without causing any changes to a person's weight. Okay, they didn't even gain weight, but already they were at higher risk. Folks, bad science and bad health journalism are really undermining the proper message in terms of the diets that we should espouse. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We have time for one final phone call. 877-726-825 gets you there. Let's hear it.
I take a protein powder and collagen powder a couple times a day. Each of them have an amino acid profile, which contains a bunch of amino acids. And I'm concerned that I might be getting too much, or is too much of a certain amino acid bad? Thank you.
Okay, great question. And this is precisely what I'm about to do when I get a sample of collagen powder from our new sponsor. The collagen powder is called Revive, and I'm going to throw it in with my protein powder. And I think that's perfectly fine. So let me explain. Protein powders contain proteins which are made up of amino acids. And there are various combinations of amino acids. I think among the best are egg protein-derived or whey protein-derived, which have a balanced amount of the right amino acids for support of muscle in particular, but all the structures in the body. And these are what you call the essential amino acids. When you take collagen, you're only mostly getting two, proline and hydroxyproline. And these are the building blocks of collagen, which forms hair, skin, nails, connective tissue, the synovial membranes in our joints, and the menisci in our knees. But let's say you decided, well, I got a choice, protein powder versus collagen powder. I just want to take the collagen powder. Well, if you just take the collagen powder, you will support the collagen, but you won't support other structures in your body that are dependent on protein, such as your muscles and all the other tissues of your body. And you, literally, people have suffered malnutrition by going on ultra-low-calorie diets where they've supplemented with just collagen powder alone, because they're not getting a complete balance of the amino acids. Now, how could you go wrong by taking too many of these? Well, there's only one instance where you could possibly go wrong, and that is if you have really bad kidney function. And I don't mean just a little bit of reduction in your kidney function, because as people age, their kidney function declines, you know, maybe 40, 50%. But you still have at least half your capacity to filter out and eliminate the nitrogenous waste from the protein that you're eating, unless you have, say, a creatinine of 3.2. That might mean that your filtration capacity in your kidneys is diminished. And then we might say, yeah, you could overburden the kidneys, and you could have an overaccumulation of the waste products of protein degradation reflected as a high BUN. It's a blood urea nitrogen, where you kind of can't keep up with the breakdown of dietary and bodily proteins that accumulate every day that your kidneys filter out. So I don't think you can go wrong with that. I don't see a problem. At worst, you might have superfluous protein, but that is generally harmless. And, you know, more and more we're coming to recognize that as we age, we may need more protein to stave off sarcopenia, which is age-related muscle strength decline. And so I'm a big fan of protein powder. I take about 25 or 30 grams of protein powder every day. And I plan to augment it with some collagen powder, throw that into the blender with some almond milk or mac milk, some other ingredients like creatine, maybe some colostrum, and some NT factor. And that's a daily regimen for me. And I think that that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Because it's an insurance policy against not getting enough protein in subsequent meals through the day, which is sometimes hard to achieve that threshold of nearly a gram of protein per pound of body weight. Is kind of hard. It's kind of hard to attain unless you're an avid meat eater. 877-726-8255, our number. Here's a surprising article from the Wall Street Journal, which suggests, you know, when I use my microwave, I don't worry too much about germs accumulating in my microwave. Why? Because it seems to zap everything. And I kind of think about, well, my goodness, you know, what if I put like a hamster in the microwave? It would be dead. It would kill it instantaneously. So the bacteria have got to be zapped. And in fact, one of the things that I do from time to time is I take a sponge. I know that bacteria live on sponges, and I wet the sponge if it's used, and then throw it in the microwave, heat it up, and I'm thinking I'm sterilizing it. Well, according to an article in the Wall Street Journal, researchers found 747 kinds of heat-resistant microbes flourishing in microwaves. So the take-home message, please clean the microwave. What they found is that while you may warm up food, the bacteria can become resistant to that. Researchers took swabs from 30 microwaves. I got to tell you, I mean, from time to time, I clean my microwave, but I'm not that scrupulous about that. They took the swabs from 30 microwaves, they cultured the results, and they analyzed the DNA of the microbes they found. They found 747 kinds of bacteria. They even found Staphylococcus, which could pose a risk to health. So this is a concern, and Yeah. I mean, it kind of prompts me to re-examine my practices. I said kitchen microwaves had a greater mass of microbes than laboratory microwaves, which have higher intensity of heating. So there you have it. Clean your microwave. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember our sale this month at FullScript. You can go to drhoffmanstore.com and order products with a 10% discount. Only on September 17th and 18th, 2 days only for that sale. Also, check out drhoffman.com for all things related to intelligent medicine. Subscribe to our newsletter and check out our many other podcasts during the week. We've got some great podcasts lined up for you, including a fascinating one on the hazards of EMFs. A recent study from the World Health Organization appeared to exonerate EMFs. Not so, according to our guest. Check it out at drhoffman.com and have yourself a safe and healthy weekend.